Well, Van has planted Chicago Rilla in the heart of Vanland, but is he running Nine Mag into the ground? And Lily is back, but what makes Lily so okay to be up in the new Nine Mag and not the old Nine Maggers? We got questions, and the review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
I like that. Hi.
Oh. And it's stuck. We got inside jokes, y'all, but we are your Black Ink Crew Chicago panel. Hey, everybody. We are so happy to have you guys in the building with us tonight as we review your favorite show, Black Ink Crew Chicago. I have my friends with me, and they're going to introduce themselves.
Hi, guys. I'm Nakia Monet.
What it is? What's up?
Hey, okay, somebody's feeling.
I'm going to calm down. It's Drew Jones. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm Elmarie.
Hey, Elmarie. Drew, you glowing. What's going on? Yeah. It's glowy for you over there.
God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
All right. Well, amen to that. Well, you know why God is really good? Because he brought us here together today to discuss what's happening in Chicago at Nine Mag, honey.
A mess.
How'd you guys feel about tonight's episode?
Oh, my gosh.
I have over questions. Lily.
You have questions?
Yeah, I'm over Lily. Like, over Lily? I tried to give her a chance, but...
True.
Yeah, we're so many seasons in, and this is real life, and I just feel like, grow, like, I just want Lily to grow, and she's just not, and I thought we were going to have it last season, but we're back at square one again.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, have questions for you, because the same questions I asked, I'm like, why does she always get a pass, but the originals, OGs, never get a pass?
If you are listening right now, we would love for you to jump into the live chat with us, because maybe you guys have the answers to some of these questions that we don't, and we want to have a conversation about it, so let's get right into it. Our favorite character is back on the scene, and antagonizing everyone, you guys. She says she needs a coin. You know, Bella showed up wanting a tattoo, and Lily tattooed her kitchen, like some throwback, you know, girl, I got you real quick. Let me dust this old gun off real quick and give you this tattoo in this good kitchen. But it was so cute. Meanwhile, she lets her know she needs a coin, she needs a job, so she's thinking about going, talking back to Ryan, and she gets up in the new Nine Mag. Did they have to buzz her in the way they buzzed Fort in?
No, she kindly walked in.
Did she gently walk on in? What happened to the Fort Knox wall? I don't know. Maybe they didn't tape that part.
Right.
Lily skedaddles her little tail right up on up into the new Nine Mag, and she gets an interview. How do you guys feel about that? Is Lily the new Nine Mag material?
Not at all.
No.
And, like, I have the same questions. I'm like, why is it so easy for her to ease on down the road into the new Nine Mag? And Four, who's Ryan's BFF, and I get it, because I know Ryan's going to say, oh, it's a show, it's produced. We got it. We know. Pretend that it's not Ryan.
Right.
Let's think that it's real. So, action. So they're Ryan. No, I just always feel like, and I don't know if it's because Ryan, you know, he knows these people a little bit more. So maybe the relationship is a little bit more deeper with the Charmaines and the Dawns, the Fours and Vance. So maybe that's why he's a little bit harder. But I do feel like he gives Lily a pass 50 billion times. Mm-hmm. And I know she's trying to work on herself, but I just feel like as a grown up, how many times are you going to keep working? So I am happy that it was a group interview because I like that how homeboy was like, you ain't take responsibility for one thing you did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but we see how that turned out, and Ryan gave her the golden ticket.
But then even Ryan himself, like Brittany was saying, like, well, people deserve second chances and sometimes thirds. And it's like, oh no, I don't know. Those thirds and fourths, you have to stop eventually, because you will never see change behavior. If you keep rewarding a person and bringing them back into your life without them actually proving that they have changed or that they can do better, then you're doing them a disservice by, you know what I mean, giving them all those chances.
Because I see zero consequences for Lily ever. Even last episode, I know I wasn't here last week, but last episode that I was watching, she still called someone the N-word.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was like,
cool.
So, what's up? Because I just, like, last season, or last half of the season, you know, this was an issue. Mm-hmm. So, like, are we just not going to check her? Because it just seems like she's getting roses for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what this. I don't know what this. There's a space in between Ryan and his friends right now, and I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. I don't know if it's that he feels that they don't respect him as a boss. I don't know if it's that you know, he wants to humble them. I don't know exactly what it is, but for you to forgive a person who stirred up a whole lot of drama at your other business. I mean, a whole lot between your day one homies. And I know we've all grown beyond the fact that these guys started this shop together and this vision together. But we can't take away the fact that Lily has been the center of a whole lot of drama. So I'm just curious, is this really about Ryan? And I don't know if you can answer this for us or if you ever will. But is this really about humbling them and making them come back to you one by one and admit that you have the better business concept when it comes to running Nine Mag? Is that what this is really about? Whoever is willing to humble themselves and come back to me and just get down completely how I get down has a space with me.
That's a good point.
What makes her any more less of a troublemaker than Van?
Right. And I think, well, first, shout out to everybody that is in the chat.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
You guys are live. Love y'all. Yes. Cassidy Love said, no, sorry. Mr. Olawuda said, the ladies are looking beautiful.
Olawuda.
Oh, I'm tired. Sorry. But I do want to say, remember when Ryan was here last time and he did say, like, we didn't know what was going to come to this season, but he's like, it may be a lot of pretty much eating crow, kind of, where, and he didn't want to give us a lot of insight, but I got the impression, and this is not his words, but I got the impression that he was saying there will be a lot of people coming back and asking for things, and and I think that might be the whole concept of this season, I'm guessing.
And since Lily wasn't a part of it from the beginning, I guess maybe, like, she doesn't have to go through that.
And yeah, she doesn't, really
look at her like she has to go through the same things he's putting the other ones up.
Well, she doesn't have the same loyalty to that crew to feel like, first of all, they don't like her. And she was so extra petty when she, like, felt the need to go back then at the end of the episode and rubbing in their face. And to me, that's why you can't just let any old body up in your circle, because Lily is still showing bird tendencies. Instead of it being about her needing a coin, don't forget the fact that you admitted that you was broke, Lily, and you was working and you needed a job. You know, so this is supposed to be a humbling. But then you take the opportunity to go back to Nine Mag and work again, and you rub it in everybody's faces. It's almost like that's the only reason why you went to go do it. Right. So you're still looking like a troublemaker and a shit starter, and you're still conjuring feelings towards Ryan. You're still conjuring negative feelings towards the leader. So you think it's cute, but you're bringing more negativity to Ryan at the end of the day.
And it irritated me that it's felt like she was, like, above them, because, like, Ryan had no use for y'all. He didn't have use for you either. He didn't bring you over to the new Nine Mag. You had to go ask for your job and then sit around the whole crew to have them discover if they want to be able to bring you on the team or not. Yeah, like,
I think Lily should almost take it as not an insult, but she shouldn't be taking it as a compliment that Ryan wants her right next to him. I think it's more like I have faith in these other people that they can rub two pennies together and make something happen for themselves. You, on the other hand, are a hot ass mess, and
I need to
like have you next to me, because, like, I kind of feel responsible for you.
Right. I do want to read some comments in the chat. Shout out to Simone TV. Surprise, subscribe, please, Kate. Thanks. Love that that's your name. Love it. She said, I think Lily could be calm in a professional environment. Cassidy Love 78 says, we need some new castmates to spice some things up. I'm tired of the same over repeating. Simone also says, I think he, as in Ryan, is tired of the lack of professionalism and wants them to fail on their own without him as a safety net. Oh, sorry, Cassidy Love, that was you that said we looked beautiful. Hi,
hey,
love
you.
Only would have said Ryan making them take the knee.
Yes, he is.
Cassidy Love said, yes, Lily is growing in age, but not in maturity. And Cassidy Love also said, I think Ashley need to pop her ass again.
Listen.
Two piece.
Keep it coming, y'all. We love it.
We love it, you guys. Well, we're not just going to let Van off the hook that easily either, because it's a little rachet going on over there as well. But before we get into that, we have a little bit of shout out from our network, you guys.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We just want to thank you guys so much for rocking with us. Whether you're here with us on Chicago or disagreeing with us on New York, either way, we love you guys, and we want you guys to help us to continue to grow. So if you guys can just take a second right now and like and subscribe to this channel, do it.
Please do.
Thank you. And go ahead and check us out on Apple Music, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, because, you know, We love everybody. We are equal opportunists here at AfterBuzz TV. But for real, thank you guys for constantly, you know, letting us know what you guys think. We really do appreciate it, whether you agree with us or disagree. We love hearing opinions, and, you know, having a place to discuss this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And thanks for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
The ESPN. Honey.
You're crazy.
Yes. We need ESPYs for this. Okay. Van. Back to Chicago. Van Land.
Oh,
Chicago really has planted its heart and soul into Non-Mag, which is now Van Land.
That's what he's planted into this?
Baby.
It's like a gorilla pit.
Baby, it is like, I'm trying not to call those brothers a pit full of gorillas, but Don has been laying low. Shout out to Don for being such an intelligent guy. He's like, hey, you know what? I smell it's a little something going on. I don't know if I want to be in the middle of it.
Repeating the words that Don said. But you know, that's Van's crew. In all seriousness, they all Chicagorilla. They can call themselves Chicagorilla.
No, moving on. Yeah, no, they call themselves Chicagorilla. No shade. We're not being derogatory in any way.
I was like, it makes me awkward that he named his like clothing line, his little crew that. Right. It's like, we should have a fight against that.
Whoever!
We have come from the mountains.
So, yo. I know, but seriously, most professional that I give it, the whole time, that the most professional thing that I have seen happen the whole time, Van Land has been that he planted his flag was the way they carried, that's what we say in Baltimore, the way they treated Lily when she was so pressed for a reaction, and it was like they should have played crickets and elevator music while she was in it, because she was so thirsty for a response, and they were like, you done yet? But I could tell, so props to you guys for keeping your cool and not feeding into the negativity, because Dawn's like, okay, boo boo, congrats, boo boo, go tech, boo boo.
I will say, I don't feel bad for Lily, but I think like Van is very much like he's doing the most.
He's doing
the
most.
And like last episode,
he took the check this season.
Yeah, he showed. He cashed it. And he bought it brand new before
he
even
Patron.
He sure, because like last episode and kind of this episode, like it wasn't necessary for him to come at Bella the way he did. Like
Latifah, that was so petty.
She's annoying, but that wasn't necessary.
Right.
And so it's like the rev up of Lily. I'm like, this is kind of on you, like.
Yeah.
Kind of on you, because Lily's annoying regardless, and she'll go towards anyone who will give her bait, but you kind of begged her to like target this at you.
Yeah, and then even
when
the
he fought, when he made it hard for Bella?
Yeah, because the reason he made it hard for Bella was because of Lily.
Lily's friend. Okay.
And so like it's almost like he's poking the lion. He knows that's going to bring her in. And so like now this beef,
I could just imagine some girl that like hosts the new show with y'all come up to me like, they don't need you anymore. I'll be like, I will
cut your motherfucker.
Right? But it's so petty. Like,
why are you sensing yourself, bitch?
Because that part rolled off my tongue like Samuel Jackson, you know.
Yo.
But no, I'm just saying, like, who do you, like, what? Like, somebody y'all just met.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that they didn't need you on this show. Like straight Mean Girls. Yeah. Like,
it's because Lily, she's one of those shows where she knows whose buttons to push. Mm-hmm. So I do give it to them. That was really bravo that Van had the glasses on. Was like, okay.
Right, okay.
And Charmaine,
I'm surprised she didn't slap her, but I am proud of them for that. Mm-hmm. But Van's doing the most, and that's why I know that this is producing. He took the check.
So
because
hard.
The fact that a customer, because Van is a tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, he's a businessman. So the fact that he didn't care that a customer left, that's when I knew. I was like, my brother took the check.
That's what I'm talking about. Besides them keeping it cool a little bit with Lily, just not wanting to give her the energy. Is Van running the old Non-Mag to the ground?
I don't even think the old Non-Mag exists.
No, we're talking about for the show. Like,
no,
I know,
but I'm saying like the concept of Non-Mag for the show even is laughable, because in reality, we know Ryan Henry to be a man of profession.
Right.
And so it's like watching this quote unquote old Non-Mag is kind of just like an eye roll, because it's like
a question for Ryan though, which really confused me. If you wanted your old crew to just go about doing what they were doing, even though it was a hot mess, why not just let them be Loyal Inc.?
Because Loyal Inc. doesn't hold the same weight for TV as Non-Mag does.
Right. So you think, you're just saying, I mean, we got to talk about the show, y'all. We can't talk about four but also, TV.
Also, at the time, it was like, if, you know, why would you control buy this, I'm going to take this back from y'all just to, in spite of you guys, just to show you my power.
But then just to drop them off again, I want to know how the fans, how do you guys feel about that? If Ryan just wanted to let them be, period, should Ryan have just let Loyalty Inc. be Loyalty Inc.?
But I see without jumping back into it. They were still beefing at the time. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, y'all want to play? Petty. Yeah, it was just petty.
And like so now, said.
So now, is it...
Government.
Should he just... so?
Okay, so for one instance...
Is it still a Trump move? Is it like, I came back just to do it again?
For one instance, I see what Elmarie's saying. Like, it's a petty move. Like, look. Like, Ryan's a Gemini. And I think he has four brains. I think one of his brains, he's really like, I really miss my crew. Mm-hmm. We were here. Let's do this together. Mm-hmm. Another part of his brain is like, I actually really don't care. And they're going to pay me. The other side of the brain is like, well, I actually don't care about the toilet paper because I don't care. And Van's running.
Right.
But then the other brain is like, I think there's... I think he means well, and I think he did mean well, but then another part of me thinks he was trying to be petty. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so weird, because then when the girls go back to report to him, when Gina and, what's her name again? I'm sorry.
Brittany
report to him, and they're like, we're doing inventory check. I'm like, okay, maybe Ryan wants to see how the shop is doing. Then he's like, I don't care as long as they give me a check. But I'm like, but wouldn't you care? Because it's the brand?
Is that a good move for a businessman?
And why come to do the inventory check if you don't care?
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense, VH1.
Housewife.
The writers, y'all, come on now.
Make it make sense.
Not the writers.
Come on, y'all.
The writers.
Y'all have messed up
in this writing room.
Tonight.
Let's connect the storyline. No, but it's one of those things where it's like you... It can make sense, but when the girls went back and was like, we did an inventory check, and that was, because remember last week we had all these questions like, okay, but this is his brand. So when I was watching, I'm like, oh, maybe he does care.
Yeah.
But when they told him the news, he was like, I don't care.
Because if you're gonna run a business and you really want to be this businessman, don't be one-sided and petty and be like, I'm going to neglect these people so that they have it harder on their side of the business. Now, I get it if you don't want to associate it with it, but like... You basically, like, just challenged Van to a game of chess, and that's basically it. And let me see how many of your teammates I can take, how many of your pieces I can take off the board by being a better businessman. Like, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, I'd be impressed to see Van play checkers. I don't know about
Van always let
don't
Van surprise y'all. Van be cooking and everything. Y'all don't know. No.
Van's a sex
symbol. Van be roasting chickens and...
There's some people in the comments. Cassidy Love says, you gotta remember the manager didn't want them anymore when they weren't loyal. Remember the manager went to Ryan and was like...
Okay, good. Okay, good.
See, that's why we love y'all. Thank you. Mr. How do you say Ollywooda?
I think we say Ollywooda.
Sorry, don't kill me. He says yes, because why let them bring down the brand name? People go in there and can't wipe their ass. It's not a good look.
Right.
Cassie Love also says, I think they might be why to the manager didn't want Loyal Inc. So gotta keep the name. Sidebar, Lily's a Virgo. She gives me so much Virgo vibes.
Woo!
Yes. If you guys are in the comments, thank you to Cassie. Let us know what you think these people signs are. We already know Ryan's a Gemini, Lord.
But I also think just from the interactions we've had with Ryan in here, I think Ryan's getting to the point, and we keep talking about, like, Ryan's blowing up, like, you know what I'm saying? He's out here after Kourtney Kardashian's comments, like, he's out here.
Yes.
Our dad
don't care.
Does not care.
We've reached the point with Ryan where, like, the producers tell him to do stuff.
I mean, I'll talk
and
about...
He's like, nah, like, they're like, hey... Old Nine Mag's doing this, and he's like, I don't care. And they're like, Ryan, you're supposed to care. He's like, right. I mean.
No, right. He's like, what Old Nine Mag? It's only one Nine Mag.
Make sure they got toilet paper then.
Like, right.
No, I think you're right. Like, I think they came to him with a storyline, and he was like, I have my own business, so he really can't listen. But I think you're right. I think they're like, Ryan, we said you're supposed to give them the empathy. He's like, all right, let's do that scene again.
Exactly. Right. He's like, ah, damn, that's crazy.
Meanwhile, he's thriving. He has his own business. Then, you know, like, I think he's just like, I don't care, man.
He's like, I tattooed Nicki Minaj. Do you think I care? Because I don't.
Well, why not let Van open Chicago Rilla? Why not show us Van shop then?
Because Ryan's still getting the coin.
Because
Ryan's probably executive producer.
Yeah.
And it could be a thing.
I mean,
Never mind. So, and it also could be a thing that maybe after this situation,
move
because
to Hollywood.
But maybe after this, because he's just got the shop.
Yes.
So maybe this is like, okay, see how you run it like this. So then maybe at the end of it, it'll be like, oh no, player, you running my name into the ground and everything. Because I know, like last week we were talking about that. Like, how do you still attach your name to it and you don't care about it? You know, like that's your reputation.
Right.
And I know you made the reference of like different Starbucks. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But it's still that if it's that bad,
right?
It'll, you know what I mean? It'll end up tarnishing the whole brand.
Like, it's always one blue McDonald's somewhere. Like,
you already know, man.
It's always one.
I also do think, because I know I keep saying storyline, fight me. I think VH1 needed a way to get rid of their shop. Because if you think about it, they've all grown.
Uh-huh.
They've all grown.
Yeah.
Van has his own shop. Charmaine's on the radio. Dawn is acting. Ryan has his own shop. And I really think that because VH1 was like, fam, you guys have grown
that
and
makes
successful.
Great sense.
We need to get rid of this shop. And I think the best way was, Van, we need you to ruin the shop.
Yeah.
And then Ryan's like, F it. I don't want anything to do with it. And I think we're going to see them evolve TV-wise, quote unquote, if you guys can't see me, where we are going to see Van's shop upstairs maybe and be like, I don't want nothing to do with that.
What is the, let's talk about the harm in too much fun. Does work and fun mix? Because Van's whole thing is, has to be fun, fun, fun.
You can't have too much fun.
You need to take a goddamn nap and stop drinking. You
stop
drinking.
Does Van care? Do you guys think Van cares?
No.
Does he really care? Like,
he cares, but like that's what's making it so bad and why we keep saying it's produced, because it's like you're doing the most left. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're not even making it look believable.
At least try to look real. Like,
exactly.
Do one tattoo and then dump the toilet paper. Bless you, my love. At least get some toilet paper for people when they use the bathroom and then do a tattoo.
Yeah.
And then kick out Lily. Like, I do feel like, but maybe it could be a thing too where he's like, Ryan, because he kept saying, he's like, Ryan did it one way. I want to do it my way.
Yeah.
But that's why I think we're just like, this is to the left.
Just to the left.
And that's what I was kind of saying last week, too. Like, maybe he's just doing all the things opposite Ryan, just spite of him. Like, oh, it's mine now. Yeah. I finally get to control 9 Mag. You know what I mean? I finally get to be the boss of 9 Mag. So,
fans,
I think that's what that is.
Fans, is this spiteful? Or is this spiteful, Van? Or is this really Van the businessman? Let's take a poll. And you guys let us know. Do you guys think this is truly Van? Or is Van trying purposely to run 9 Mag into the ground because it is Ryan's brand?
That's a good poll.
I like that.
Let us know, guys.
Let us know.
With that being said, we should move into our special segment called Doing the Most.
Doing the Most.
Hey.
We doing the most. This is where... Do we have a doing the most candidate? I would like to nominate Lily.
You're nominating Lily?
Nominate Lily.
Who do we nominate? Did we nominate Lily?
So we're making doing the most negative this year?
No, it could be positively. It could be negative. Okay. Oh, Charmaine gets engaged.
Big deal.
He asked for her hand in marriage. Thanks to Instagram.
Thank you.
My bad. But
we're on our way to getting engaged.
I will say
Neek asked, Dad said yes.
My doing the most will be four because he has such an amazing opportunity. And I felt like with the Sky team and the song, it's not like they're stealing from you. You just have an amazing Nas just did it for the playoffs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you
people
know
do it all.
It.
Drake did
J.
it.
J. Cole has done it.
J. Cole did it. And like his manager says, it's not the NBA, but see, WNBA is a good look. So my vote is for four. He's still fine, though.
Actually, I agree with you. Because that irritated me, like, highly.
You're supposed to be able to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah.
What's up, bro, baby daddy? What you doing?
He's married to the demo. We call that demo-itis. It's like when you can't shake the... Well, this was back in the day. I don't even think people even make demos no more. I probably just told my age.
You Googled that.
I was thinking of demographic.
But, no, it's like when you record something and you can't take yourself out of it. Like, you can't hear it any other way.
Yeah, right,
you
can't
change it. So,
yeah, my vote is
it
for
held him.
Mine too. Agree.
I think I still give my... I gave mine to Lily, but I guess four.
Second
get the most.
For Lily.
Yeah. Retweet for but Lily, like, but make it
Lily
negative.
Still gets a vote. Right, like Lily still gets a vote. She's in there.
But four was doing the most for messing. Because you know what it is? Because Lily gonna always be this way every week.
Okay.
Van gonna always be a mess every week.
If we had Jackass of the Week on this show, Lily would.
Be Lily.
Okay.
I do think four messed up a great business deal.
So great opportunity.
Yeah.
Do we have any news and gossip, you guys?
Yes, we do.
I'm gonna turn this thing over to our girl.
What's up,
little girl?
Okay, I'll make it quick. So your boy Ryan is out here getting that paper.
<It's not>
You know what? He's doing a few, excuse my co-host, they're silly today. He's doing a few appearances. The first one, he is going to be in Arizona at White Gold. Sorry, that's the Bay Area. My bad. He will be on the West Coast, but he is going to be in Arizona for a pool party. So that's my fall, and the pool party is called Freak Nick Pool Party, hosted by Ryan Henry, Embassy Suites in Arizona. And then the Bay Area, he's going to be at White Gold. So the Bay Area, he will be there June 30th. Doors open at 12 p.m. And if you're in Arizona, pull up on June 22nd for your boy Ryan. Something really weird happened over the weekend.
Listen.
And I was really confused. It looks like there was a random beef going on online between Nikki and Ashley. And they are ex-sister-in-laws. So a fan was watching the old episode, and you guys remember the episode where Nikki says, you know, I ain't Ashley. Yeah. A fan quoted it, and then Nikki weirdly reposted it and was like, they don't hear me, though. Ashley done woke up from her nap. Now I'm going to read you what she said. At first, Nikki said, play with fire if you want, sis. This is nothing you want. So I was like, Nikki, why are you even bothering Ashley? So Ashley woke up and said, you right, sis. This is not what you want. I'm a married mother of two that went through the drama and bullshit in front of millions of people that could still walk around with her head held high. Business owner that makes my own money. And I ain't got to F a celebrity to live a... Ooh. Yeah, so it's like... And if you know what she's talking about, like, Nikki is dating 50 Cent. And she said, this ain't no subliminal. And she added Nikki. She said, also, I mind my business that pays me and makes good, make sure that my kids are good and I don't bother nobody.
Yes.
But you ain't gonna keep coming for me, sis. And she said, at the end of the day, we followed each other, so what was the point of you even calling me out? Nikki never responded. So Ashley kind
of... In the house of Evangelista.
Evangelista. So I think it's sad because, you know, they're all still friends, and I just found it weird that Nikki would even repost that. You said it last year, and like Ashley told her, you said it already. Why are you saying it again? Speaking of Ashley, her man Dawn
is doing... see it in the episode. Okay. We need to know the episode. BH, why are you slipping?
Okay, her man Dawn is on the road. He is still acting, and he's going to be in the same play, The Truth About Black Men. Saturday, June 15th, he will be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center in Chicago, Illinois. So make sure you guys get some tickets because they are on sale right now. I thought this was really funny. Van posted a post with him and Bella, and pretty much that's how you know the show is produced, because he's pretty much laughing like, LOL, we're all friends in real life. And he called her Latifah, which I love. Something also really weird last week, I actually like this. Lily tried to like egg on and troll Charmaine and Nique with what I love. They didn't pay her 1 ounce of attention. Lily tried it and they didn't even bother to pay her any attention.
We know the background truth, homie. Don't play with yourself.
Yeah.
Got all the receipts.
She pretty much saying like, you guys, they paid for y'all to be engaged. Yeah. But I'm like, Lily, every couple that's on VH1, VH1 pays for the wedding.
I mean, they can't hear you. They're in the happily in love section along with Junior. So
pretty much.
You petty.
But before we go, I do want to say shout out to everybody that's in the chat. Again, I'm just going to read some like last minute comments. Simone TV said, Van's version of work is not work fun.
It's not.
LOL. I think Van cares. He's just not really aware what business should look like when he is running the show. Let me see. Miss Hollywood said, this is the pass me the Henny van. He doesn't care.
Pass me the Henny van, Hollywood.
Let me see what else you guys saying. Drew M, which I thought it was this Drew at first, said, I nominate Lily's not, you know, I'm not going to read that. Drew M also said, Nikki got hands and Ashley just gets cheated on and looks stupid. Oh, that's not nice, y'all. Oh, but anyway, thank you guys for your comments.
It's lit.
I think Ashley got hands, too.
Yeah, Ashley definitely got hands.
Because when we interviewed her last season, I was like, I'm not even going to make any comments about Dawn because I'm scared of you.
Me and Drew were like...
We're like, hi, yes,
Mrs. Brumfield.
Yeah. It's so lovely to have you.
And we were talking on air, like, I would like to see that fight.
I think they both got hands, but thank you guys so much for being live with us in the chat. We really do appreciate y'all. If we go, when we do go for it, just let us know, like, the poll.
Yes, let us know what you guys think is, you know... We had to run into the ground. Is Van the man doing this on purpose, or is this really how Van runs his business? Well, what do we think? Let's talk about it. But until next time, until we read those comments, I am your girl Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma_, and you can also find me hosting tomorrow. We are doing Married at First Sight again. Aww. So it's back, you guys, and these ladies are going to let you know where you can find them as well.
Yes, you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and if you love reality TV, me and my boy Howard are on our sister channel Black Hollywood Live. I almost forgot the name of the channel. Every Sunday at 4 p.m. LA time, and we talk about literally everything reality TV and even Black Ink.
And I'm Drew Jones. I just did an interview with the cast of Euphoria, HBO's new show, so you guys check that out on the AfterBuzz Red Carpet page, and you guys can slide into the DMs anywhere at OKDrewJ.
All right, signing into DMs. I'm Elle Marie, and I am also a reality queen, so you guys can find me on Sundays for Southern Charm New Orleans, and you guys can check me out on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, that's where we'll be, and until next week, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
From the Chi-Town.
Sky Town. Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.